the first thing you need to do that Peter and Andrew and James and John did is you need to give Jesus complete access to my life if I want to turn from emptiness to overflowing. Now notice it says in verse 3 there, Luke chapter 5, Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little from shore, and then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. Now here's the starting point. Pretty simple. You got to get Jesus in your boat.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called When You're Hoping for a Miracle. In it, Rick shows us from God's Word that when it comes to living with more love, peace, patience, and self-control, we should never lose hope. That's because God loves us and has great things planned for our lives. Stay with us. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a book called God's Power to Change Your Life. This book by Pastor Rick Warren is perfect for anyone who feels stuck and unable to make real and lasting change. You can text the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called When You've Come Up Empty.
My dad's favorite recreation was fishing. A day without fishing was a wasted day. It was the way he just relaxed. And so growing up in rural Northern California, I spent many, many hours fishing with my dad. In fact, in our small parcel in Redwood Valley, California, we actually had a 1-acre lake about 50 yards from our backyard that we owned. And so we would fish literally every day. I had a couple of rafts and all kinds of fun stuff that we did growing up. Now, if you've ever been around a fisherman, you know they have fisherman stories. And the more they tell them, they get what?
Bigger.
That's right. And I could tell you all kinds of real fun stories like catching sharks under the Golden Gate Bridge and all kinds of things. That a lot of fun. But we're going to look today at one of the great fishing stories of all time. And as we're in this series on miracles, particularly is how they relate to when you're going through turbulent times like this current recession, there are many, many lessons that we can learn from this. If you've ever felt discouraged by your job, if you've ever felt like you're not getting anything accomplished, if you've ever felt fatigued and worn out after putting your heart and soul into something, and then maybe even losing your job, you picked a good Sunday to come to church. Because these parables or miracles are actually parables of truth that teach us lessons on what to do in tough times. Now, none of the fishing miracles that you've heard in your lifetime can match the one in Luke chapter 5. This is the second miracle of Jesus. So it's very early on in this ministry. He's only done one prior to it, which was turning water to wine at the wedding of Canaan. And we're going to look at this, that this is the miracle where he calls four of his disciples. Let me give you a little background. Four of the 12 disciples of Jesus were fishermen. Peter and Andrew were brothers, and James and John were brothers. And these four guys had a fishing business in northern Israel around the beautiful Lake of Galilee. It's called the Sea of Galilee. It's called Lake Gennesaret. It's called the Sea of Tiberias. Three different names for this same beautiful Lake Tahoe style lake in northern Israel. Now, at this point where we catch the story today, Peter, James, John, and Andrew are not disciples of Jesus yet. They're just professional businessmen. They make a living catching fish. They've been out all night fishing on the Sea of Galilee, Lake Galilee. And they've caught nothing. Nada, zero, zip. The lake is in recession. Okay? Nobody's biting right now. Okay? And they're going through really tough times in their job. They catch nothing. They've worked hard. They come ashore, and the next morning, after 10 hours of fishing, they are cleaning their nets on the shore. They're tired. They're discouraged. They've got empty buckets. And Jesus comes along, and he's talking to a crowd, and he asks these guys, "Can I use one of your boats as a platform to speak from?" We'll pick up the story in Luke chapter 5, there on your outline. One day as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, that's Simon Peter, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. Now get the picture. Jesus is already attracting enormous crowds because they want to hear him teach. They're fascinated by this man. He's doing miracles. He's healing people. And crowds are following him everywhere. They're pressing up against him. Jesus sees these two boats and these tired fishermen. He says, let me get in one of your boats and push out a little bit from the shore. And he sits down and he teaches the crowd on the shore from a little ways out in the boat. Now, why is he doing this? Well, there are a number of different reasons. In the first place, water amplifies your voice. If you've ever been in a boat, you know you can speak much further across a lake than you can on ground because ground absorbs sound waves. And so by pushing out in the boat and talking to people on the shore, that water actually amplified his voice. And there certainly weren't any, you know, loudspeakers at the time. And so it's a smart communication tool, so he could speak to hundreds, maybe thousands of people who were on the shore listening to Jesus. But there's actually a couple of more important reasons. Jesus is about to choose these four guys as his first four disciples. He's going to ask them to leave their business and follow him. And so he's planning to do a miracle in their work, a miracle they will understand, a miracle of fish to a bunch of fishermen.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to break free? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the book God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
Jesus sees these two boats and these tired fishermen, and he says, let me get in one of your boats and push out a little bit from the shore. And he sits down and he teaches the crowd on the shore from a little ways out in the boat. Now, why is he doing this? Well, there are a number of different reasons. In the first place, water amplifies your voice. If you've ever been in a boat, you know you can speak much further across a lake than you can on ground because ground absorbs sound waves. And so by pushing out in the boat and talking to people on the shore, that water actually amplified his voice. And there certainly weren't any, you know, loudspeakers at the time. And so it's a smart communication tool, so he could speak to hundreds, maybe thousands of people who were on the shore listening to Jesus. But there's actually a couple of more important reasons. Jesus is about to choose these four guys as his first four disciples. He's going to ask them to leave their business and follow him. And so he's planning to do a miracle in their work, a miracle they will understand, a miracle of fish to a bunch of fishermen. Now, in verse 4, it says this. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now launch out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Now remember, they've just fished all night. Simon answered, Master, We've worked hard all night, and we haven't caught anything. You ever felt like this? I worked all night, and I haven't caught anything. Haven't made a sale, haven't closed a deal, haven't sold a house, haven't stepped up. In fact, I'm out of work right now. We've worked all night, and we've caught nothing. You can hear the discouragement in his voice. Now, sometimes this happens in life. Sometimes you give it your best shot, and you still come up 10 feet short. Sometimes you work hard, and you work diligent, and you work long, and you got nothing to show for it. We've worked all night, and we've caught nothing. Sometimes you even do what you think is the right thing to do in your job, in your career, and you make a decision, you may even think God's leading you to do it, and it doesn't pan out. I'm supposed to go start this business, and it falls apart. And all of these things where you think God is leading you in this way, and it doesn't happen. Sometimes you hang in there with your marriage, and you struggle. Maybe you get some counsel, and you read books, and you really try to make the thing work, but you don't see any improvement at all. Sometimes you study for an exam. Some of you are studying for an exam to pass a bar exam or a realtor's exam, or maybe you're in school and you're working on exams there, and you study hard and you do it your best, and still you don't pass. That happens in life. Sometimes you work at a job. Many of you have done this. You've been responsible. You've been faithful. You've been diligent. You've been a strong, hard employee, and all of a sudden the recession comes along and you're laid off. You've worked hard all night and you caught nothing. You see, the fact is this miracle has a lot to teach us, because everybody's fishing for something. Sometimes we're fishing for approval. And we're looking out there and we're trying to find somebody to just love us. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you didn't get that approval growing up, and you're just looking for somebody who will treat you with respect. You're looking for somebody who will love you and value you for who you are. You're looking for somebody who will treat you with dignity and care for you. Maybe you're fishing for security. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're fishing for significance. I want my life to count. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're fishing for, a wife. Or a husband. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're out of work and you're fishing for a job. You say, I need work. Or you're fishing for a new means of income because the brook dried up, like we talked about a couple weeks ago in that miracle. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody's fishing for something. Now, this miracle teaches us, what do you do when you come up empty? When you've been fishing all night and you don't see any results from it, this is a very powerful miracle. And you need it to understand how to get through this relationship and this recession. Now, when these fishermen, these four guys, did what Jesus tells them to do in this miracle, they not only receive a miracle, but they are blessed more than they can handle. They have to actually share it with other people. And their lives are changed forever. So Jesus uses Simon Peter's boat as a platform to preach the good news. Then the Bible tells us the rest of the story. Look up here on the screen. After Jesus finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now, launch out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." The Bible says that when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Now, that's a lot of fish. And it says, so they signaled to their partners, that's James and John in the other boat, to come and help them. And they came and they filled both boats so full with fish that they began to sink. Now, friends, that's a fish story. Okay, you're not going to top that one. I'm not going to top that one. That's a flat-out miracle. Here's the point. They caught more in 10 minutes than they had caught in 10 hours. This is what's called a miracle of acceleration, where God speeds up the process. And when you understand the principle of a miracle of acceleration, you don't worry about timing. You may go a month or 2 months or a year or 2 years without work. It doesn't really matter, because God can turn on a faucet like that as quickly as one got turned off. And the fact is, God can do more in 10 minutes in your life than you can do in 10 years. If you will do it the way He tells you to do it. Now, what makes the difference? This is the point. What makes the difference between working all night and coming up empty on your own and having so much blessing in your life, you're sinking from it? It's too much. Too much blessing. So much blessing in your life, materially, you have to spread it around. You have to share it around, or you're going to sink under the load. What made the difference between emptiness and overflowing? Well, Jesus says in the book of Matthew, He says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. And the disciples did four things. They took four steps of faith. You need to learn these steps of faith to make it through this recession. When you're going through the difficult times, when you're coming up empty in your job. Let's look at them. Number one, the first thing you need to do that Peter and Andrew and James and John did is you need to give Jesus complete access to my life. I give Jesus complete access to my life if I want to turn from emptiness to overflowing. Now notice it says in verse 3 there, Luke chapter 5, Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and He asked him to put out a little from shore, and then He sat down and He taught the people from the boat. Now here's the starting point. Pretty simple. You got to get Jesus in your boat. That's the starting point. If you want to move from emptiness to fullness, you've got to get Jesus in your boat. Now notice, they've worked all night and caught nothing in 10 hours, and now in 10 minutes they're catching more than they can handle. What's different here? It's the same lake. It's the same boat. It's the same nets. It's the same fishermen. It's the same partners. It's the same fish. The only thing that's different between nothing and fullness is Jesus is in the boat. Do you think that makes a difference? Oh yeah. Jesus is in the boat. Now, this is a game changer. Now God is with them. They're not fishing by themselves anymore. They're not in their career by themselves anymore. They've got Jesus on the job. They've got their business has got the master in control here. Now let's apply this, and this is a game changer. Let's apply this to the recession we're going through right now and your life. Okay, first, what's your boat? What is your boat? Your boat is how you make a living. That's what it is. It's how you make a living. It's your means of support. Simon's business is his boat. He's a fisherman. Simon's business is his boat. He gives his boat to Jesus. He gives his job to Jesus. He gives his, the boat represents your career, your vocation, your profession, your job. It represented Simon Peter's entire livelihood. And what's your boat? It's how you make a living. Royalties, commissions, salary, or whatever. Number two, what does it mean to have Jesus in your boat? It means you dedicate your career to God. We're not talking about salvation here. You have Jesus in your life, but a lot of you don't have Jesus in your job. You've trusted Him for salvation, and you come in the weekend, and you praise God, but when you go back to work during the week, you put Jesus on the shelf. And Jesus is nowhere to be found in your job, and He's certainly not using it as a platform for ministry. To give your boat to Jesus means you say, Jesus, use my job as your platform. I dedicate my career to you for your use. Now, when Peter did this, when he gave his job to Jesus for his use, he gets blessed too, with incredible results. But don't miss the sequence. See, here's what we say. We normally think, God, make me a really great success in business, and then I'll serve you with the success. Wrong. It's the exact opposite. God, use my job or lack of it now, and then the success can come. It's the exact opposite. First, Peter lets Jesus use his job for his platform. And then Jesus blesses Peter's job with enormous success. That's the order. It's not, make me a success and then I'll serve you. It's the exact opposite. God, I'm failing in my job, but I give it to you as a platform, and now you can bless it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to break free? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, I've been a pastor for over 3 decades, and I've been teaching the Word of God for over 4 decades. And in all of that time, the number one question I've been asked by people is this: how can I change, or why can't I change? I've talked to literally thousands and thousands of people who want to change but are just stuck, and they can't figure out how to get unstuck. You know, the truth is, you can't change on your own, because willpower alone isn't enough to make permanent changes. Sure, you can force yourself to change for a month or 2 months, but pretty soon you're going to go back to your old ways. Pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is not enough. Talking yourself into a change by positive thinking is not enough. The Bible says true transformational change only comes through the power of God inside you. That's why I've written a little book called God's Power to Change Your Life. It's a really practical guide for making positive, practical, and lasting changes in your life. And how do you do it? By letting God work through you. Now, you and I both know there are a lot of good self-help books out there that they'll tell you the right thing to do, how to, you know, break bad habits and how to set good habits and all these great things. But they are missing the most important part. They don't give you the power to change your life. That power only comes from God. You can't get it out of a book. So let me ask you a personal question. How do you want to be different at the end of this year? What changes would you like to make in your life? What goals would you like to see accomplished in your life? Well, it isn't going to happen on your own. You're going to need God's power. And I want you to understand how to plug in to God's power. That's why this month I'm sending out God's Power to Change Your Life, a book that I've written. When you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope Broadcast and Ministries. You know, Daily Hope is 100% supported by listeners. We have no other outside source of income. It's supported by your gifts. And when you give to support this ministry this month, I want to give back to you this book, God's Power to Change Your Life. Thanks a lot for listening today, and thanks for helping support Daily Hope. We love you, we thank God for you, and we hope you'll continue to listen to this broadcast as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Now, we'd love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.